This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Marcia Castle, attorney at law, the firm Lee Castle and Crowley, address on file. Dear Ms. Castle, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Angela Yuli, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is A-N-G-E-L-A. Last name is H-U-G-H-L-E-Y. On July 12, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performing a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 42-year-old female, period. Height 5'3" tall, weight 260 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an injury at the FedEx facility on April 15th, 2021, period. It was a terrorist shooting event, period. The patient was employed as a part-timer in induction, period. She was shot once, period. She was pulling into the parking lot and thought she heard fireworks, period. The shooting occurred in the parking lot, period. She tried to reverse the car and saw a figure going towards the car, period. She was shot in the left chest, period. The patient attempted to drive away to the end of the parking lot behind a dumpster, period. She was getting weak but did not have total loss of consciousness, period. The patient remained in the car until police arrived, period. Pressure was applied to the wound by her son and police, period. Eventually, she was transported to Eskenazi emergency room and was taken to surgery with a chest tube, period. She had exploratory surgery for the bullet and fragments, period. The bullet and fragments had to remain, period. The bleeding was stopped, period. She was hospitalized approximately 5 to 6 days, period. When she was released to home, she had outpatient wound care at Eskenazi approximately 1 to 2 times a month, period. She had physical therapy to her left shoulder, period. She saw Dr. Kegler, a psychologist, period. She had a second round of physical therapy on her shoulder and was seen at Ortho Indy, period. She had back pain and was advised by Ortho Indy that surgery would not be appropriate at this time, period. She had injections in her back, period. They referred her to Ortho Indy South, period. She had approximately a total of 2 injections, period. The second injection was an ablation-type injection, and she was advised that she may need an additional injection every 6 months or so, period. She presently still has constant pain, period. She is presently still seeing the psychologist, Dr. Kegler, period. New paragraph. Present day, let me correct it, not present day. New paragraph. Her present injuries include that a bullet broke ribs 7, 8, and 9 on the left side, period. They injured the left lower lung, period. She has had psychological damage with post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, and left shoulder pain, period. She has constant mid and low back pain due to the nerve damage of the bullet, period. New paragraph. Present day, her ribs have healed and she is not having much pain in the rib cage, period. Uh, She states that at the present time she does not require oxygen, but she has difficulty taking the first deep breath in the morning period. This lasts for a few seconds period. It is also worse pain in the morning period. New paragraph. In terms of psychological damage, this is of a constant nature period. She feels like she can't do anything at least 2 to 3 days a week period. She needs to stay inside a lot period. She only goes out a couple times a week, especially if her sister helps her period. She requires support of her 5 children that live with her period. She has more difficulty and requires help with complex instructions, period. She will not leave the house without one of her kids accompanying her, period. One child has to be with her constantly 24/7, period. She states that somebody is with her all the time until she falls asleep, period. She is unable to work due to the pain and the emotional distress, period. She is always looking for exit strategies wherever she goes, period. She occasionally misses meals due to the stress, period. She needs help with nutrition 2 to 3 times a week, period. She rarely goes out, especially to social events, period. She states she is withdrawn and quiet, period. She cannot travel away from the residence without a support person, period. Her previous relationships with friends and family is strained, period. New paragraph. Her left shoulder pain is described as intermittent, occurring approximately 2 to 3 times a week, period. It is described as a hard popping type pain, period. It is also throbbing and non-radiating, period. The pain ranges in intensity from 6 to 7 out of 10, period. She is aware that she has diminished range of motion and cannot lift over 3 pounds, period. In reference to, new paragraph, in reference to the thoracic region, the pain is described as mid-back in constant, period. It is a throbbing, burning, and stinging pain, period. The pain radiates to the low back, period. It is worse on the left side, period. It ranges in intensity from 8 to 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph, the lumbar pain is low back and constant, period. It is a throbbing, burning pain, period. It is non-radiating, period. It ranges in intensity from 8 to 10 out of 10, period. She is aware that she has diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has difficulty going out of the house, period. Shopping is affected, period. Social activities are affected, period. She has difficulty preparing food and house cleaning, period. Walking is limited to approximately 2 minutes, period. She is unable to run, period. Sleep is affected, period. She has difficulty driving a car, period. New paragraph. Medications include tramadol, effexor, trazodone, and gabapentin, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes the above medications, exercises, and continuing psychological counseling, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for fibromyalgia, diabetes, and obesity, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for gastric bypass, hernia, and skin surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the following, period. The patient has never injured her ribs in the past, period. The patient has never injured her lungs, period. The patient has had a... The patient never had a prior psychological condition, period. She has not had post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, or anxiety, period. The patient had an unknown injury to one of her shoulders approximately 9 years ago. She had physical therapy for a couple weeks, and it resolved without complications or permanency, period. She is not sure which shoulder was injured, period. The patient has never injured her thoracic or lumbar area, period. The patient has never had a prior gunshot wound, period. The patient never had a prior work injury, period. The patient has never had serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that she was a package handler, period. She is unable to work in any capacity since this injury, period. New paragraph. Under allergies, ACE inhibitors, in Lyrica. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, July 12th, examination of the skin revealed multiple large scars involving the left lateral thoracic cage due to the gunshot wounds and chest tube, period. There was palpable tenderness in this area, period. Unrelated to this injury, she had lower abdominal hernia scars, period. On initial encounter, psychological examination revealed that the patient was withdrawn and had a flat affect, period. She appeared slow to respond and depressed, period. She had difficulty following complex instructions, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Examination of the neck was normal, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and obese, period. There was full range of motion of the left shoulder with crepitance, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the thoracic and lumbar regions, period. There was diminished range of motion both the thoracic and lumbar areas, period. In the thoracic area, flexion was diminished by 8 degrees, period. In the lumbar area, lumbar flexion was diminished by 12 degrees, and extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees left and 80 degrees right, period. There was diminished strength in the thoracic and lumbar regions, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of thoracic and lumbar regions, period. Neurological examination revealed some weakness of the left great toe, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation of the left lateral rib cage by the scar tissue, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, fractured ribs resolved. Number 2, lung damage secondary to gunshot. Number 3, post-traumatic stress disorder with depression and anxiety. Number 4, thoracic pain, comma, trauma and strain. Number 5, lumbar pain, comma, trauma and strain, period. The above 5 diagnoses are directly caused by the gunshot wounds occurring at the FedEx facility on April 15th, 2021, period. New paragraph. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the post-traumatic stress disorder with depression and anxiety, the patient qualifies for a 19% whole body impairment utilizing table 14-10, page 358, period. In reference to the thoracic region, she qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-3, page 567, period. In reference to the lumbar region, she qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. When we combine the 3 whole body impairments, the patient has a 25% whole body impairment as a result of her gunshot injuries of April 15th, 2021, period. The patient will be more prone to permanent arthritis in the thoracic and lumbar regions as a result of this injury when she ages, period. new paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. The patient will need continuing medications as outlined above at an estimated cost of $150 a month for the remainder of her life period. This is predicated on the use of generic medications period. More ablation injections in the back area will be required at an estimated cost of $4,000 period. More psychological counseling will be needed at an estimated cost of $3,500 period. There is a possibility that she may need future surgery if and when the bullet and fragments migrate period. The patient will need a lower back brace at an estimated cost of $350 period. This back brace will need to be replaced every 2 years period. The patient will need a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $500 period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment period. I have taken the history directly from the patient and performed a physical examination period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon this review period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community period. I'm dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and exam and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.